Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I'm still in Africa, and I'll be here for another couple of months working on primary care and global health. You've picked a good topic this month that sort of follows on some previous poems that we've done, looking at sort of sham surgery and, you know, orthopedic surgery of the back and the knee. And this actually looks at meniscal tears of the knee. Listeners will know that they're very common, most often from twisting injuries. Another predisposing factor is chronic degenerative tears, primarily in older people. Tears are classified by the orthopods as sort of partial or complex, and then anterior, lateral, or posterior. Left untreated, many of these will do just fine. Some of them will impair the smooth motion of the knee sort of and result in locking, and the thought is that they'll also lead to premature osteoarthritis. There are two menisci, both contained within the knee joint. They're crescent-shaped pads of fibrocartilage. They're located between the femoral condyles and the tibial plateaus. They aid in distributing load forces placed on the knee. The acute event is often followed by some swelling and pain over the next 24 hours, and then the person can be left with some disability, including effusions and pain. Prior studies have shown that there really is no benefit in doing arthroscopic knee surgery for arthritis when it's the sole indication. But what about degenerative medial meniscal tears? You chose an article from the New England Journal of Medicine to 2013, volume 369, and it starts on page 2015. It asks the question, when you select patients with a degenerative medial meniscal tear, does arthroscopic surgery improve their outcomes? So, Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was, I like how you put it in the context of that previous study of surgery for isolated arthritis of the knee, which is still done hundreds of thousands of times a year, and several studies have now shown that there is no benefit to going in there and polishing and cleaning up the knee. So, yeah, this is another group of soon-to-be unpopular orthopedic surgeons who are randomized patients who were 35 to 65 years old. All the patients had at least 3 months of knee pain. It was thought clinically to be due to a medial meniscal tear, and they all had joint line tenderness, just about all of them had joint line tenderness or pain when you compress the joint line. A lot of them had catching or locking or a positive McMurray test in a minority. And they say they ruled out folks with an obvious traumatic cause or who had more than minor arthritis on their radiographs. But actually, when you look at their who ended up in the study, about half had minor arthritic changes and about a third had the onset of symptoms after exercise, hard work, suddenly, or after twisting. And suddenly after twisting sure sounds like trauma to me. I had my medial meniscus, torn, completely destroyed, doing exactly that, lifting something heavy while twisting my knee about 10, 12 years ago. So I read this with great interest, wondering if I really should have had surgery. And as it turns out, all the patients underwent arthroscopy. And then during the procedure, they were then randomized to either go ahead and get a partial meniscectomy. And they during the procedure, because they wanted to make sure they really did have a partial tear, or to have sham surgery. They excluded a handful who didn't actually have a tear. So there were 146 left. And they were followed for up to a year. And the study was powered to try to find, adequately powered, had enough patients to find a clinically important difference if there was one on the pain scales. And they assessed the outcomes a year later, and the people who assessed the outcomes didn't know which treatment the patients had had. Patients didn't know which treatment they had, and they tested that as well. Initially, there was somewhat greater improvement in the intervention arm, but after 6 months, there was little difference, and after 12 months, no difference at all. So, also no difference in secondary outcomes like needing further knee surgery or any adverse events. So, bottom line was in patients who have little or no osteoarthritis, and who have a non-traumatic partial medial meniscus tear, partial meniscectomy doesn't improve outcomes at 1 year. They had pretty, you know, careful inclusion criteria. So, you know, somebody that had an obvious traumatic cause, somebody that had significant arthritis, they weren't included. But somebody that had complete tear, like I had, wouldn't have been in the study. So, you know, I think we have to take it with a grain of salt. But for this, within this group, it's pretty interesting.
Right. And it's probably a pretty sizable group. Perhaps I should start a hospital called WHOOS. H-O-O-O-S, which stands for the Hospital of Ostracized Outcast Orthopedic Surgeons. But as you say, these guys are not going to be popular. But it's incredibly important clinical advice for those people that do fit the criteria that you can save them the surgery and perhaps the complications, which are rare, and the expense, which is often paid for by insurance. But if we don't need to do it, this is the kind of cool study. I admire the folks who did it. They were very very meticulous in their design.
Yeah, and I think that over the past 5 to 10 years since the report came out on the VA study that surgery for osteoarthritis of the knee wasn't effective, the number of surgeries done for that indication has gone down. Insurance companies are tightening the restrictions. They're not reimbursing for that like they used to. But at the same time, partial meniscectomy surgery has gone up. Now, a cynic would say it's to compensate. An orthopedic surgeon would say that, you know, America's getting older and bigger and they're chewing up more menisci as a result. So there's probably a little truth to both.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. See you next week, Mike.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.